So I'm sitting here watching the space shuttle that went up today. I've already watched it a few times, but watching on YouTube, and just got an audio update from the iTunes store and thought I'd try it out. And what better way of the sound from the launch today? Here we go.
T-minus 1 minute and counting. Ground launch sequencer will verify that the three main engines are ready to start. The booster joint heaters are being deactivated at this time. T-minus 50 seconds, we're transferring to orbital internal power. Endeavour is now running off of its three onboard fuel cells. Coming up on a go for auto sequence start at T-minus 31 seconds.
TLS is go for auto sequence start.
T-minus 27 seconds and counting. Endeavour's onboard computers have primary control of all the vehicle's critical functions. T-minus 18 seconds.
15.
The sound suppression water system has been activated, protecting Endeavour and the launch pad from acoustical energy. We're go for main engine start. We have main engine start. 4, 3, 2, 1. Booster ignition. And liftoff of Endeavour, completing Kibo and fulfilling Japan's hope for an out-of-this-world space laboratory.
Houston, Endeavour, roll program.
Roger, roll, Endeavour.
This is Mission Control Houston. Endeavour's roll maneuver is being completed. It's now going into a heads-down position on track for its flight to the International Space Station. Flying at 400 miles per hour. 1 mile in altitude and 7 miles downrange already from the Kennedy Space Center.
So at that point they were going 400 miles an hour. Once they got through the atmosphere, they pumped it up to about 1900 miles an hour. And I think around the time it was in, they were in space, they were going around 7000 miles an hour, probably a little more than that. I know at one point, which was interesting, I've never noticed this before, is they had to, when they got in, they were going so fast that this is normal, of course, they had to start slowing down because they were at like three times the gravity weight of in space, and at that point, you know, the space shuttle can't go any faster. So I thought that was interesting that the rockets actually had potential to make the, you know, go faster than the space shuttle could handle at some point. Anyways, hope you enjoyed my boo. Bye.